I'm Elizabeth Burke Bryant, Executive Director of Rhode Island Kids Count, and my advice for Governor-elect Gina Raimondo is, first, congratulations on your election. I think that you agree that having healthy, safe, well-educated children is a core part of Rhode Island's future prosperity. So my advice would be to focus on children and families in terms of closing the achievement gap, finishing the job and covering all kids with health insurance, and making sure we have the best child welfare system, or DCYF, in the country.
I'm John Torgan, Director of Ocean and Coastal Conservation at the Nature Conservancy. My advice for Governor-elect Raimondo is to embrace and safeguard Rhode Island's outstanding natural assets, from the land to the rivers to Narragansett Bay, the islands and the ocean, as the foundation of our economy, our culture, our history, and our identity as the ocean state. These places define us, they inspire us, and they are what makes us great.
Mike Souza, President of the Hospital Association of Rhode Island. Next governor really needs to focus on how they're going to address the healthcare system, and it needs to be that focus on care coordination, quality, delivery reform, so that we can control that not just for the costs of healthcare for the state of Rhode Island, but also just for small businesses in Rhode Island. We can't push business in Rhode Island and grow it if we have extremely high healthcare costs.
Hello, my name is Neil Steinberg. I am the president and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation. What I would like to see our new governor-elect do is to lead with urgency and inclusiveness in order to get Rhode Islanders back to work, and to balance this short-term priority with a sustainable plan and focus to better educate all of our students, improve training to close skill gaps, invest in innovation to grow existing and new companies, and commit to accessible and affordable quality healthcare in Rhode Island. In summary, let's work together to make it happen in our backyard.
My name is Jim Vincent. I'm the president of the NAACP Providence branch. And what I'd like to tell Governor-elect Raimondo is that I'd like to see an administration that's reflective of the population here in Rhode Island. 25% of the population is people of color, so it'll be great to have at least 25% of the department heads and commissioners, as well as boards and commissions, be reflective of the state's population.
Hi, I'm Ray DePasquale, president of the Community College of Rhode Island. And to Governor-elect Raimondo, we want you to stay true to who you are. You've done wonderful work as state treasurer. We know that you are here for all the right reasons. We're excited about your election, and the Community College of Rhode Island pledges its support to you to making the state an economic engine, working with you to help our young people in the state get the degrees that they need. So, Governor-elect, we're with you. Congratulations, best wishes, and we look forward to making this the best state in the entire nation.
I'm Jim Rizek, Executive Director at the Rhode Island Coalition for the Homeless. And my advice to Governor-elect Gina Raimondo is that we'd love to help her fulfill her campaign promise to fully fund Opening Doors, our state's strategic plan to end homelessness. We stand with her in a vision of a state of Rhode Island that refuses to let any man, woman, or child be homeless.
I'm Jonathan Stone, Executive Director of Save the Bay. The Department of Environmental Management is charged with protecting our most precious natural resource, Narragansett Bay. My advice to Governor-elect Raimondo is to provide the DEM with the resources and political backing it needs to do its job. Business owners and individual citizens alike deserve predictable and timely review of permit applications and consistent enforcement of environmental laws.
Hello, my name is Ana Cano Morales, Director of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University. Latinos are the fastest-growing demographic in the state and in the nation. In Rhode Island, with a median age of 26, they are undereducated, underpaid, undervalued, and misunderstood. Governor-elect Raimondo, when you're growing jobs in Rhode Island, don't forget this talented, entrepreneurial, and diverse group of people. Latinos have been floating the state's population for years, and now is the time for us to be fully integrated into the economic development plans of our home state.
I'm Bert Krinker, and I am currently the Artistic Director and Founder of ASU20 in Providence, Rhode Island. The question is whether I have some advice for Gina Raimondo, and I certainly do. I think we should inaugurate a design curriculum from grammar school all the way through high school, thus creating a culture of problem solvers. I think we should double or triple the State Arts Council's budget. We have to value this, the investments in art and culture, in comparison to so many of the other things that we attempt to invest in. have tremendous return. The money's always well spent. All of these organizations operate very transparently, very lean, and very mean. So that's my advice.